who said the former president did not encourage supporters to storm the Capitol last month and inflict deadly violence.
This was a pre-planned and premeditated attack, which his language in no way incited.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer laid the blame for what happened on the former president.
He summoned his supporters to Washington, assembled them on the Ellipse, whipped them into a frenzy, and directed them at the Capitol.
The former president says the trial was part of a witch hunt. America is listening to Fox News.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February sweetheart of a deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers or coupons. Restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive. Drive in Prattville.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of storm systems that'll be swinging through the state over the next several days, and that's going to keep the mention of rain in the forecast just about every day. In fact, for tonight, periods of rain will continue. Overnight low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow will be in the middle 50s on Valentine's Day. The risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time. And then another round of rain arrives Monday afternoon through Monday night, turning a little colder on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one loan.
See, the unpardonable sin, to use that phrase, not to make that identity, but the thing that God would not allow is giving them the freedom to do anything they could imagine to do. There's a point at which they draw the line. And by the way, who's he talking to here? It's a conversation within the Trinity, analogous, if you will, to Psalm 2, where all three of them are having a discussion. Check it out if you haven't done that before. God says, go to, let us, plural us, by the way. By the way, did you know in Hebrew how many it takes to make a plural? In English, it's two. In Hebrew, it's three. I thought that's kind of interesting. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence on the face of the earth. And they left off to build a city. So let us go down. I think that's fun. And that's the beginning of Babel and all that. Okay, let's shift here. We've talked a little bit about this. Well, let me skip right to it here. I think I've touched on these enough. The ultimate enigma that you unveiled, the interval between the miracle of our origin and the mystery of our destiny. That's our challenge continually. But I made an allusion earlier that I want to double back on here. I said I couldn't see you, that you're in temporary hardware. There's an analogy I want to draw between computers and ourselves. We all know a computer has hardware, microcircuits, memory, wires, whatever. And there's also software. There's a user interface, there's internal interfaces, there's machine language, what have you. If you knew everything there is to know about every wire, every resistor, every piece of hardware that's in my computer, could you tell me anything about its behavior? And the answer is no, not really, because it's simply a residence for software, right? And I want to draw that analogy. You see, the software are other things, but that's fine. I always like to use this slide. The slide represents the hardware of man. It's very simple, as a switch that's on and off, right? Whoops. It switched for me, huh? Okay. Did I get it right? You got the complicated. I didn't see it here. It went too fast for me here. Okay, good. We'll leave that alone. Okay. But to be serious a little bit, there is a parallel between the hardware in our physical body and software and our actual self. The real you, whether set the vocabulary aside, whether it's soul, spirit, mind, your thoughts, whatever, that collectively is software, not hardware. And the thing I want to get across is software is not material. Software is information. It has no mass in and of itself. A light switch weighs the same whether the switch is on or off. The one or zero it has no. And can I see if I get going here? Now, if I take a memory device, I'm using a diskette here, that's blank, okay, and I put that on a postal scale, it has nothing on it, it will weigh about 0.7 ounce. I can spend hundreds of dollars and load it with millions of bytes of software, and what will it weigh? Okay, well, if I add that all up, it still will weigh 0.7 ounce. In other words, there's no change. The software has no mass. Are you with me? Okay, I can even take software and send it through the airwaves, can I? Right? See, the implication of that is time is a property of mass, with mass. If it has no mass, it has no time dimension to it. Okay? Now, that's the physics of software. It has no mass. See, the weight of a storage device is not impacted by the presence of the software. can even be sent through the airwaves. It's all software's not constrained by time. Time is a physical property that varies with mass acceleration and gravity, among other things. See, your destiny is eternal, whether you are saved or not. The real you is software, not hardware. I can't see you. I can only see the package you happen to be in at the moment. Software has no mass. Now, my package has a little too much mass, but it has nothing to do with my software. Okay. Now, you are temporarily resident in a package, in a disposable hardware environment. The real you has no mass. Your temporary container may have too much mass, but the real you requires no time dimension. You are eternal, whether you are saved or not. That'll disturb a lot of theologians here. The issue is not your eternity. The issue is, where are you going to spend it? And Walter Martin used to point out there's two paths to God, to heaven. One path is that you never make a mistake. From the time you're born on, you never sin, you never fumble, you have no sin at all. You go through your whole life without sin. And then when you get to the pearly gates, you tell God, move over, there's two of us. And of course, he was being facetious, as was his style, just to get a point across. No, we're not perfect, but the good news is God himself, knowing that, entered his creation and paid our price for us. You know all that here. So if you're perfect, there's no problem. But it's time for all of us, I'm going to suggest, is to renew our citizenship. And one of the most difficult things people ask me, what's happening to America? Boy, I don't know. There's a whole other topic we could explore, and that is the encroaching darkness and the fact that all the things that made our country great up through the 40s, 50s, 60s maybe, is gone. We do not have a constitutional government. We do not have freedom of speech. We do not have a Bill of Rights. And that's all been, what's amazing isn't that it's happened. What's amazing is that nobody cares. Nobody notices. The apathy, partly because the entire middle class has gone on the take too. They've also got the cancer of entitlement mentalities. So there's a lot going on. So we could talk a lot about the coming scenario, Psalm 80, I'm dropping a few thoughts here so we'll get some questions, but Psalm 83, I think, is a prelude to Ezekiel 38. An anticipated world leader will be exploiting a global crisis. And there will be roles, I believe, this is just personal suspicion, involving what apparently are alien encounters and creatures beyond our imagining. And that will climax in an actual Armageddon, of course. And your challenge, I always like to close with a challenge on the screen, which if you accept what I put on the screen, you flunk the course. I'm going to put something on the screen in sincerity, but I want you to challenge it, because it's ridiculous. I believe that you and I are being plunged into a period of time about which the Bible says more than it does about any other period of time in human history, including the time that Jesus walked the shores of Galilee or climbed the mountains of Judea. That's preposterous. Challenge it. Don't accept it, for heaven's sakes. But how do you challenge that statement? You got to do two things to do that. Two basic challenges. First of all, you got to find out what the Bible really says. Not what Gina or Chuck or somebody else. It's too important to delegate. You need to find out what the Bible itself actually says. And the good news is, it's never been more available in the history of man.
Amen.
In our environment today, the Word of God is more available than it's ever been in the history of man.
Use it.
You do not have to know Hebrew and Greek to examine the Hebrew and Greek of the original texts. The software that'll do it for you. You can put your kick ear on any word. It'll tell you what the original word said. It's parts of speech and more than you really want to know about it. And that software is free of charge, available on the internet and many other ways. We are without excuse. And the information appliances we travel with, absolutely astonishing. Many of us carry six Bibles in our phone. You got to be kidding.
Wow, he's nailing this. All right, let's hit this break.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
Don't miss Brubaker's Valentine's Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
And the internet. Here's the other point. All of man's knowledge is a couple of clicks away on the internet. On any subject you can articulate, the availability of information on anything is astonishing. We are indeed without excuse. But the second thing you got to do, that's not enough. You got to find out what's really going on. You've got to answer the rhetorical question that Pilate threw into the pot. What is truth? You need to find out. Now, you have a real disadvantage there because we live in a culture that has decided there is no truth. Science used to be the quest for truth. There's a difference between science and technology. Technology produces products. It validates itself with products. Science is a priesthood. If you don't know, if you don't have the right creed, you are excluded from the career. Science is a priesthood. It's not connected. It's not a quest for truth. And furthermore, we now find ourselves in the age of deceit. You can't believe anything the papers say you. I love what Warren Wiersbe says, that anyone that believes an airport announcement would believe anything. No, our papers, our news services, the good news is the internet's an end run on those. Not that everything on the internet's true, of course not. But there are reliable sources of information on the internet. You need to search them out and check them out and take advantage of that. But the other thing that's happening, and I think that's really the exit, people that want to start talking about UFOs and the Vatican's accepting a visitor, the experts will generally agree that what we're dealing with here is a very well-orchestrated cosmic delusion. There is a specific delusion that's going to be sprung that if it were possible, it will deceive the very elect, Jesus said. And even Paul talks about it as being given over to the lie, not just a lie, a specific lie. I don't know what it is, but I suspect that it's somehow going to involve all these things. The world is going to change dramatically. The good news is many of the things that we know are on the agenda happen right after the Harpazo. The next event is none of the things we talked about. The next event in the scenario will be the Harpazo, which I personally suspect is deliberately indeterminate in order to catch Satan by surprise. I think that was God's strategy from the beginning. And so the good news is, I would like anyone keeping records here to notice for the first time in the history of Chuck Missler, I think I finished on time. Okay. So, Pastor, I'll turn it over to you. It's going to be a Q&A or however you want to handle it.
Yeah, we can.
And I apologize for the confusion on the slides, but
I... No, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Chuck, we need to get you another computer. That's part of that hyper technology.
Yes.
You can see why Chuck Missler is the real life inspiration for the most interesting man in the world. I don't know if any of you saw the little clip. It's been posted on YouTube with Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. He was on a late night TV show and they were talking about some esoteric issue. And Robert Downey Jr. looks at the late night television host and goes, "I love Chuck Missler." And I do too. Okay, we have a microphone set up. I know that some of you have to go, some of you have to get children, and that's fine. But Chuck has graciously agreed to stay and answer some questions. So if you have a question for Chuck Missler, you can just go to that microphone where I'm pointing right there and just ask him a question. So, but again, if you need to go get your kids or if you need to leave, that's fine too. But let's just thank him for having come. Okay, so yeah, the first question is always the most difficult.
Yeah, the two problems with question and answer, first is getting him started, the other will be turning him off. So we'll agree right up front, we won't go more than 20 minutes or so, but go ahead. What's your question?
First of all, thank you.
Speak right in the mic.
Thank you so much for being who you are for so long and giving me...
I appreciate the encouragement, but don't steal my reward now. Just tell me what's your question?
Okay, my question is... you talked a lot about technology and you touched a little bit on the supernatural.
You got to speak a little louder and okay. A little clearer.
You talked a lot about technology and you just touched on the supernatural aspects
yes.
of end times. Can you address that a little more clearly about what you think these hybrids are going to be? Are they going to be supernatural?
Well, there's a cross. First of all, the hybrids that we're talking about here mostly are man-machine kind of innovations, okay?
Right.
That will lead to entities that are not purely human, they're partly machine, whatever that turns out to mean. But a close cousin of that are the hybrids that occurred in Genesis 6. It also occurred in the 400 years before they entered the land, because the scripture deals with that in the Old Testament. These were hybrids that were fallen angel generated, if you will, and those angels are now in a special incarceration until the end. And they were hybrids that were in large measure destroyed. The bodies were destroyed. There is a belief among demonologists that they probably were the source of what we encounter in the New Testament as demons, because there's a very distinct difference between angels, as you portrayed in the Bible, which are physical, take people by the hand, eat dinner with them. They're material. They can materialize substantially. Demons are peculiar, as we see in the New Testament. I'm using the word demon in the denotative sense, that they apparently are powerless except to the extent they can control somebody. And that Gadara, that whole thing was. We learned a lot about them from there, that they operate only by permission, and they even to enter animals they had to have special leave and so forth. So when you're starting to get into the point is there are hybrids in the scripture, And they're also a strange kind of hybrid that we typically call UFOs. Now, the UFOs are 99% of that stuff is nonsense, they're hoax, and you have to get through all that nonsense. But you discover when you get into that carefully, cautiously, there are a core, there's a substantial, thousands actually, authenticated incidents in which they show up in multiple radars simultaneously. I was in June of 52 when they shut down Washington National Airport in those days and Andrews Air Force Base for a week. And I remember all that. It created panic. And never with any explanation, they would scramble, you know, fighters and so forth, and they'd disappear, then they'd come back. It was bizarre. But the point is, so they leave, and they also leave evidence behind, radioactivity, burnt ground, what have you, on the one hand. So they are, they can adopt physical form, apparently. They're not just, they're not subject, radar systems don't get hallucinations, not multiple, anyway. The problem is, at the same time, they violate physical laws. They make right angle turns at extreme speeds, and they can materialize and dematerialize. The people, the most competent researchers here, are convinced that they're demonic, that they are not hospitable, they're hostile to our, they're deceptive. They have an agenda, apparently. They're multiple ones are piloted with knowledgeable pilots, and so forth. So the other part, the mystery about the UFO area, and this may surprise you, it enjoys a military classification that's higher than our most sensitive warheads. And the mystery, Roswell, for example, happened 60 years ago. Whatever happened there, all kinds of legend, whatever happened there got quickly sealed off, classified, and is classified to this day. And so the real mystery is, why is that area so that sensitive? So the more you get into this, there's issues, but the net of all of that is I think there's a gigantic, satanically driven delusion that's going to be unfolded, that all this is a premise to. And so that's going to blur the distinctions you and I might draw between the natural and supernatural, you follow me? That's why I think what we do with most of our students in the Institute is we get into the metacausal very carefully. We learn what we can, what science does know about the macrocosm. And by the way, most of what's taught in college is not true about that. The galaxies are not gravity sensitive at all. You have to remember that you got to divide the value by the square of the distance between them. And when you get at those distances, it becomes de minimis. The galaxies that beyond the solar system, what you see out there is electric, not gravitational. So the point is, there's a whole revolution emerging in astronomy from the plasma physicists, okay? And that leads into the whole holographic universe and some of those discussions. But the point is, first of all, the problem in promoting the Bible is one of getting over the bad science that's been taught to our kids. Find out what's really true and build from there. So we talk about the macrocosm in solid terms, the microcosm. But the point, the real point of all of that is to really understand that's a subset, that what we call physical reality is a subset of something larger. And it's that something larger that we're bumping into when we start talking about things like angels, things like the UFOs, whatever they are, and so forth. That's where, that's really the bridge, so to speak, from technology, I won't use the word science, technology as we know it, and the Bible as it reveals it. And the more you know, but here's the interesting thing, the more you know about the frontiers of technology, the frontiers of science, if you will, and the more you'll see it converge to what the Bible's been saying all along. And that's a whole other evening.
Okay. And just to kind of close, then in the end...
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you.
In the end, do you believe the Nephilim will physically appear on the earth? And I'll sit down and shut up.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely, I believe that. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I do believe that. Yes, I do.
So do I. The Nephilim, I have never really left. The Bible says they were here before and after the flood of Noah. Absolutely. All right, we're going to end that and devote the last 30 minutes to calls. I mean, I didn't get any, but we'll see what happens. But last big break of the night, clear in the air, 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember,
happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Alabama veterans, are you aware that because of your military service, you may have earned VA benefits? The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs can help you access those benefits at no cost to you, even during COVID-19 when other resources might be hard to find. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs has an office near you. For more information, go to va.alabama.gov or give us a call at 334-242-5077. We're open and ready to serve you. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the ABA, and this station.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a series of storm systems that'll be swinging through the state over the next several days, and that's going to keep the mention of rain in the forecast just about every day. In fact, for tonight, periods of rain will continue. Overnight, low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow will be in the middle 50s on Valentine's Day. The risk of a few scattered showers around from time to time. And then another round of rain arrives Monday afternoon through Monday night, turning a little colder on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back. And we immediately have a call. Imagine that. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
It's James again, man.
Hey, James again, man. What's up?
Ain't nothing to it, brother.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. What's happening?
Ain't nothing to it. Oh, we're on the air, brother.
We are on the air, my friend.
My bad.
That's okay. I'm just kind of waiting on the content. That's all.
Well, tell me something.
Ask me something.
On your only call tonight?
Evidently. Well, I had a couple of off-air calls, but I played a video for a while, so I don't answer the phone when I'm playing videos.
I got you. Okay. I didn't realize I was on the air, man. I hadn't completely lost my mind. Not yet.
Yeah, it's okay if you have. No problem.
Tell me something.
Ask me something.
And there's a reason for this question. What's your favorite motorcycle?
You mean what brand?
Oh, yeah.
Suzuki.
Suzuki.
That's what I grew up on.
Okay. And a street bike or dirt bike?
Dirt bike.
Dirt bike.
Yep.
Okay. You got any paintings of these dirt bikes?
Paintings? No.
Okay.
I do not.
Got any interesting paintings of dirt bikes?
Sure.
What CC are we talking about?
See, I'm a fan of Roger DeCoster, known as the man because he won like 5 world championships. The old Suzuki 500s, the RN 500s or the factory race bikes from the 70s, early 70s,
right.
Late 60s. Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Well, I'll show you how ignorant I am.
Not ignorant. It's just not your world. I get
well,
that.
Well, 1 year when we were in junior high school, this kid come to school and he said, I got a CB100 for Christmas.
Cool.
And, of course, I ask him, how many channels do
you
have?
CB radio. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my next question.
Okay.
And this is a little more serious.
Okay, I'll get serious then.
Let's say...
What's your next question?
Man's going down the highway and he's riding a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what he's riding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a chopper or just a... You know, Gullwing 1000 or what?
Oh, sure.
I'm guessing it's not a dirt bike, and this is before the crotch rocket was made famous.
Okay.
This would have been in the 80s.
Okay, early
80s. Exactly what time frame, I'm not sure. I could do the math, but...
It's okay.
Anyway, this cat is on a... Not that it matters what day it is, but it's on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And someone pulls out in front of him.
Oof.
And we T-bone, and this is an actual event. Of course, I know you weren't there, you weren't looking, but what I was told was that this man that struck the front clip of this car,
mm-hmm.
the bike then went over the hood of the car, flipping at least one time end over end.
Yeah.
And then, you know, switching around. Sliding down the highway.
Sure.
How fast would we have to be going? Or is speed not an issue here? Would that bike leap over the front of that car after striking the wheel?
Wow. Normally when that happens, if the rider doesn't see the car coming and he just hits it like that, it usually throws the rider over the car and the bike usually crumples. It doesn't usually flip over the car. See, it depends on the car. It depends on how high the car is. You know, if
right.
it's a truck or if it's a small import car with a really low fenders, it's possible that the bike could flip over it. But if you see the car, what you do is you lay the bike down. You take your chances. But
right.
if you don't see the car and you just hit it, you're going to go flying, and you usually don't get back up.
Okay, my understanding is the guy never let go of the handlebars.
Oh my!
And
oh my!
Would that help propel the bike over the?
Yeah. Yes, because he would drag it with him if he never let go of the handlebars.
I got you. Even though he's not that heavy.
Doesn't matter.
It's all about three laws of motion, right?
Yes, sir. It's all about the physics of it. Yep.
Okay. All right, Terry. I know you're... surely somebody else is calling.
Actually not.
Well, tell me this. Have you heard any more from Postman?
Nope. He did call me a couple of times, a couple of 3 weeks ago, but I didn't see it when he called me. It was only after the fact, and I hate talking on the phone, so I sent him some texts. But I guess he didn't text, and I don't call, so I'm almost at an impasse. I'm not sure what's going on with him.
I see. Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Well, we still got to get together and play some chess.
You got to teach me.
Well, it's not complex, brother.
Okay.
There's programs out there. You got a computer, right?
I've been through a few programs. We'll see. Yeah, I do have a computer, actually.
Has it got a chess game on it?
Didn't come with one.
Well, you can pick them up.
Okay. That sounds good.
And it's fairly self-explanatory.
Well, it's better than checkers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Terry, have a good one, brother. Take care of yourself.
I'll see you, man. Wow. I went to pick it up, and they hung up. No patience. Yeah, one of my sayings throughout life is I don't need patience because I'm not a doctor, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense unless you're young and stupid and love to do drugs and drink a lot, as I was. So that was, anyway. Yeah, I don't know why James brought up the motorcycle thing. It's terrible. We had an officer, actually a state trooper, that got killed on his personal bike a month or two back, and a girl pulled out in front of him, and he never had a chance, you know. When you're riding a bike, you have to have, I think it made me a better race car driver, because you've got to watch everything all the time. Your head's on a swivel. You're watching traffic. You're looking ahead. If somebody goes to pull out, you try to make eye contact with them, so you'll know they see you. I always ride with my brights on. Just, it makes me easier to see, and I look closer than I really am. Let's take a call or two. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
You know, I hate to have to do postman's job for him, but that's why I called in.
Okay, pseudo postman.
Hey, this is Sam calling from the Pike County area.
Yeah. Heard of you.
Oh no, hold on. Let me throw this at you real quick. I heard you were talking about through the draftsman thing. You know, I'm a professionally trained draftsman myself. And
you're a personal what? A what?
I'm a draftsman.
A draftsman. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. I had that. Bye. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still dry mouth. I just had some water and. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy on Sam.
Anyway, my brother-in-law is still practicing. He just did the estimate on the new Starbucks coming to Troy. I don't tell anybody.
He's still practicing?
Just
when's he actually going to start really doing it?
Every doctor
I'm
in the world.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah.
I won't do that again. I'm sorry.
I know, man. God bless.
Sorry, number 13.
Hey, listen, you clipped. Don't beat yourself over your clip. The clips were very good, and it really did. One thing really spoke to me, and that's what I wanted to say. The Bible translated from the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a smartphone, and I take it for granted. I don't even think about some of the apps that are available.
We all do.
The other day I was in Ollie's, and I was looking at a reference Bible. I said, man, this looks great. You know, I hunger for knowledge. I'm like, that's one of the reasons I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Trying to think and
kindred spirits. Yeah. I'm listening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I made a mistake. Hold on. Let me cut this down.
Okay, number 13.
One second. Okay. All right. Transhumanism.
Yes.
Is a huge topic. Something that's been dreamed about since the beginning. Always improving ourselves.
Yep.
And
$6 million man, remember?
That's it. And that's what
yeah, I remember that.
Da 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 da. I'm no Atlantis Bond.
Yeah, it's okay.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, that was just, they always made that weird noise whenever he did something that involved his augmented body. He'd throw something like 600 yards or something.
You know, they're showing the reruns. I hadn't seen the reruns since I was, early teens.
I hated the original.
And there was the, I remember the rerun of when he met Bigfoot, and I didn't realize there was a part two of it.
I didn't either.
You know, because of course Bigfoot was a an android mm-hmm. that the aliens had brought to Earth, and it was good stuff.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I completely blew that.
It's okay, man. Nobody's keeping score.
Transhumanism.
Yes. Yes, transhumanism.
How many movies? More human than human. That's our motto here at Terrell Corporation. You know, Blade Runner. Then there was Johnny Mnemonic. I know you haven't seen any of those movies.
You are correct.
But they were. That's okay. I forgive you. But they were fantastic, and they dealt with the exceeding physical capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And the terrible price. Yes. Oh, you know, everyone wants to be stronger, better, faster, smarter.
That's it.
But there's a terrible price to be paid.
Yes, sir.
And
you're correct.
Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. That's what I had.
Well, thanks, Sam.
Let me get off here.
Perfect timing, because I got to hit this break.
Right on.
Bye. See you. Hey, caller. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air. Can I help you?
I was wondering about, there was a time about 10, 15, 20 years ago when they were setting up mock checkpoints and building fenced areas in state fairgrounds. I think FEMA was operative in that.
Yes, they were.
And with all this talk of the 60-day
stand down. Yes, sir.
And a Chinese tank on the border. I wonder if they might put that in operation again.
It's very possible. You can't put anything past these people. It's like once they got, once they stole, you know, both branches, now they got the presidency, they're going full bore, full straight ahead with their full agenda. And I don't think they care what we know now.
It's scary with the socialism that's stepping on us right now.
Very much so. You're correct.
But I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, thank you. That's a great, great fact you brought up.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care. Callers, hold on. I got to do this three-minute thing, and then it's all you guys from then on. So,
it's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
So much is happening, but who can you trust? You need to check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing news channel in America. Watch it on all major cable systems and see shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're giving you the real story on Biden and Pelosi. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone now or watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. So should you.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the program. And a friend of the show and friend of mine, I think he's number seven, Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad. Welcome to number seven. How are you, sir?
Good after evening.
Good after evening, sir.
Extraordinary rendition. Two cases in American Civil Liberties. ACL.org, ACLU.org discusses that, but rendition, extraordinary rendition. You can be a U.S. citizen have done nothing wrong that you know of.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody in government can, who's high enough up, got enough stars on their chest or whatever, if they can say, well, this guy is a immediate threat and danger to national security.
Yes, sir.
That's all it takes. They can come and get you, stuff you in a bag, put you on an airplane. Next thing you know, you're somewhere in the desert in another country.
You're exactly
in a
right.
basement.
Yep.
With your feet in a bucket of salt water, and they're fixing to put the battery on you.
You're exactly right. That's exactly
you don't get a
right.
lawyer.
Nope.
You don't get to object.
You don't get your phone call. You get nothing.
You don't even know why you're there.
And anybody who talks about them coming and getting you, they get to join you.
Believe it is a real thing, and
yes,
they still do rendition.
Yep.
It's not as often. I think that the last few times that this happened, they say, oh, we're just never going to do that again. That was terrible. We're so sorry.
Yep.
And then closing, Guantanamo, oh, we're not going to do that. We're so sorry.
Yeah, don't waterboard him. Waterboard him again. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Uncle Joe, they'll put a piece of paper in front of him. He'll sign whatever.
I hear they're closing it. That's what they said today.
I could order a pizza and have him pay for it. He wouldn't even know.
Oh, he's a bowl of tapioca pudding. That's all he is.
It's terrible.
It is.
But extraordinary rendition and rendition are two different things.
Yes, sir.
It is still there where your entire civil rights can be suspended if you have been declared an enemy of
the state. You, sir, correct. Talk about Rex 84. You mentioned that when we were
Rex 8 Readiness Exercise 84 is a modernized version of something that was taken in a long time ago of how will the government deal with large numbers of people that have to be immediately gathered together and you're not under arrest, but you are.
Yep.
You can be put in a... what was that? It was in California where we had Japanese Americans interred.
Yep.
It started with an M. I always forget the name of the place.
Oh,
they
had
done nothing wrong. They're American citizens.
That's right.
And yet you're yanked out of your house. You lost your business. Your bank foreclosed on your house.
Yep.
You did nothing wrong other than your granddad was Japanese.
Yep.
Okay? That was it. And that can happen again, and effectively that's Operation Garden Plot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old name of it. It is now called
Rex 84
or Readiness Exercise 84. And if need be, they can push the little button, Homeland Security, Pentagon, Army, Navy, Marines, everybody. You want to see where the posse comitatus is overridden?
There you go.
That's where it's overridden.
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Because you can have a Marine standing there on the other side of that concertina wire while you're in there eating your beans.
Yeah.
And nobody has to tell you why you're there.
That's right.
Because you've been declared an enemy of the state.
That's right. That's exactly right, Mr. Crowley.
And if I want to stick your feet in the bucket of salt water and hand you the battery, I don't have to tell you why I'm doing it either, because you're an enemy of the state.
That's right. You have no rights. You've lost
and
your rights.
And the only reason that you're an enemy of the state is because they
said
so.
That's right. That's right.
Poor Donald Trump. They have ruined his life.
They've tried. And believe me, they're setting an example. They're letting we the people know that if you ever dare take this country back from us, because it is our country, this is what we're going to do to you. That's exactly what they're telling us.
It's truly scary.
It is.
And folks, just because we send folks to Congress, this has shown me how that works. Just because you send a representative up there doesn't mean that they cannot be gotten to.
You better believe it. So true.
The little pictures in the... I do think that Comey was a straight-up narrow guy at some point, and something happened. Somebody got to him.
Yep.
Scared the bejesus out of him.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. I
On
think
that
most
note,
of them. Are.
I will go, you infidel. Allah salam alaikum. And what's that other one?
I don't know.
Aloha snack bar.
There you go. Well, all your toenails mangy to you, sir, and have a good night.
Bones and notches.
See ya. Bye. Oh, I love that man. What a great guy. Yeah, all your toenails mangy. A friend of mine, Ricky Lewis, said that once back when Ayatollah Khomeini was making all the headlines, and something happened. One of the shows I was on this past week, it was said that, well, you saw how fast the Iranians let those hostages go as soon as Ronald Reagan got in, because they knew he meant business. There's only one thing wrong with that. They forgot to mention the billions of dollars that Reagan released to them so they would let the hostages go. They overlooked that a little bit. Now, I'm not knocking Reagan. I was not a huge Reagan fan. Well, I guess I kind of was at the time. I was more of a Perot fan around that time, I guess. But Reagan, I think Reagan went in very naive. I mean, he knew how government worked. He had been the governor of California. But he had no idea how corrupt and how controlling the deep state was. He gets in there and surrounds himself with the enemy, just like Trump did. He brings in all these CFR members, these Trilateral Commission members, all these globalists. And I think when he realized what was going on and he tried to make some changes, that's when he got shot. And that kind of changed his mind. He kind of let Bush run it from then on, and the Bushes have never let it go. There's not a dime's worth of difference. Here's what you need to know. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the Bushes, between the Obamas, between the Clintons. They're all Luciferian psychopaths. They're all globalists. Every one of them. We haven't had a straight president other than Donald Trump since John F. Kennedy. And he had so many skeletons in his closet, he needed 50 or 60 closets to keep them in. But, you know, he was a womanizer. I guess they all are. You know, speaking, I talked about World War II earlier, and I was never been so disappointed as I was when I saw the sequel to Patton. I didn't know if you knew this or not. They actually, George C. Scott made a sequel to the movie Patton. No joke, seriously. He had a mistress over there. Eisenhower had a mistress over there. All of them were screwing women that weren't their wives while they were in the European theater. And, yeah, I know I've always been naive, that's wrong. That's not right. That's wrong. In my opinion, that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. But they all did it, and it was a big letdown for me. But, oh, gosh, let's see, what can I talk about for 3 minutes here? I guess I need to tell you that you should know this by now, that there's nothing more important than your soul. Your soul is that little bit of God, and that's all caps, that we all have within us. It's that little thread that links us to Him, links us one with another. Now, the enemy's very aware of what it is. He wants it because he wants all the power he can get. But we have it. We have so much power that's been kept from us, we don't realize it. The most important thing you can do right now is not sit back and wait on Trump to come back in March to be our president, because that is not going to happen. What you need to do is get your life straight. You need to sit down and talk to God. You need to get on your knees and pray to your Creator. You need to pray to Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Just, you know, if you happen in your bedroom one night and you got a pocket full of change, drop a quarter. Just throw one on the floor. Put your other change wherever you put it, in a little tray on your dresser or on your kitchen table, and drives the wife nuts. Wherever you want to put it. But when you go back in your bedroom and you see that quarter laying on the floor, when you get on your knees to pick it up, while you're down there, take the time and say, Father, I've never really known you, but I really long to have a relationship with you. I want to talk to you. I want you to tell me, what are your plans for my life? Why am I here? Ask Him all the questions that you have, because we all have questions. And I promise you, if you build that relationship with Him, He'll answer your questions. All of us have a purpose. We're all here for a specific reason. Most of us don't even know we're here for a reason, much less what that reason is. It should be our goal to find out what it is. Just build a relationship, foster a relationship with Christ. The reason that God put Himself in man form to come down here so he could experience every emotion we go through, the disappointments of being betrayed, the happiness, the moments that just make you smile, everything, so that when the time came and us sinful, terrible human beings try to get with God, Christ will go up on our behalf and go, look, Father, I know what they've been through. I know what it's like. Please, my blood will atone for their sins. Let them in. That's what this is all about. Everything is about this. I hope you get that. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. The Nephilim, all this stuff. It's amazing how every day some discovery somewhere validates something in God's Word, because God's Word is right. It's perfect. I want to thank all 14 of you for listening to me tonight. Thank you so much. I got a lot going on in my own little personal world that I don't feel the need to talk about right now. But I don't know if I'll be back next week. Good Lord willing, I will. It depends.